Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here talking with you on another Sunday. We are going to be heading head first into our guided meditation. Our topic for today is all about being able to find affectionate breathing. And, you know, as a breathwork specialist, I've been doing so many different wonderful things with breathing that I did not even know were possible, and opening up thoughts, my heart, my body, and my awareness in ways that have been life-changing. So I hope that as we continue to do this weekly, that you start to find the collective awareness in finding your breath and having guided meditation and finding focus. So let's hop right in. As always, to begin this meditation, I want you to bring some kind awareness to why we are in this topic, how your belly, your chest, and your head feel when you are reflecting here, the emotions that you associate with it that are heart, deep, or visceral, the positive or negative impact of any stories that you believe regarding this topic, the fact that many others also feel the way you do about lack of being able to find affectionate breath or a breath pattern in general. Also, how you might feel when you bring increased awareness to this topic. And finally, when you apply increased mindfulness to this topic day after day, what does it lead you to become aware or more in touch with? So we are going to be listening into affectionate breathing. And this meditation is called affectionate breathing. It should take about 20 minutes to complete. So start out by finding a comfortable position. This could be in a chair or on a meditation cushion, or it might even be lying on the floor, which is called the corpse pose in yoga, with limbs spread out slightly, feeling completely relaxed. But only choose this if you aren't too tired. So, all right, let's get started. Once you're in a comfortable position, we're going to start. All right, start by getting in touch with your body in whatever position it's in right now. Notice how your feet feel, your legs, your seat, your trunk, your shoulders, your head. Just get in touch with your body right now, right here. Notice any sensations you feel, tingling, throbbing, space, whether those sensations are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, it's fine. Just get in touch with whatever you're feeling right now. Now take 3 deep breaths to let out any tension from the day. Let your breathing return to normal and see if you can notice where you feel breath most strongly. It may be as it enters and exits your nostrils, or perhaps as it enters or exits your chest, or as your abdomen rises and falls. No one spot is better than another. Just notice where you feel your breath most strongly. Again, not trying to control your breath, slow it down. Your body knows how to breathe itself. Just try to relax and let your breathing be natural. So now, adopt a little half smile, very, very tiny, so the corners of your mouth curl up just a little bit. It shouldn't be strained or forced. Just let your mouth adopt a position of a little bit of a smile when your mouth is closed. Notice how it makes you feel when your face adopts a position of contentment and peace, happiness with its present moment. Now, as you breathe in and out, noticing how each in-breath feels, how each out-breath feels, try to let your breath be infused with affection for yourself and others, with kindness for yourself and others. Even if you don't really feel it, just set your intention for each breath. To breathe in kindness and affection for yourself, and each out-breath to breathe out affection and a kindness for the world, for others in the world who are suffering, just like you are. Your mind will naturally wander as it does this. It's very normal, very human. Don't judge yourself for your mind wandering. Everyone does it. Just notice when your mind has wandered. This is a moment of mindfulness. You're aware that your mind has wandered and bring your attention gently back to your breath, focusing on the feelings of affection and kindness that you're intending with each in-breath and each out-breath. If it helps for you to get in touch with these feelings, you might try putting your hand over your heart and feeling the warmth that is there. Coming back to your breath in your mind, if it has wandered, feeling some appreciation for your breath itself. Without breath, you couldn't stay alive. Noticing each breath as it enters and exits your body, holding affection for yourself and for others, kindness for yourself and for others, remembering your little half smile. If your mind has wandered, bringing it gently and tenderly back to the breath, letting your breath soothe and comfort your body, releasing any tension there as you notice a gentle flow of your breath in and out. If your mind has wandered, just bring your awareness back to your breath without judgment, noticing the feelings of affection generating by your half smile, or perhaps you have your hand over your heart, getting in touch with the feelings of the warmth there, and gently return to your breath, kindness being breathed in and out. Returning to the breath with your mind as it's wandered, focusing on the intentions of kindness for self, for others, of goodwill, of affection for all human beings, including ourselves. And the meditation will end shortly. So take the last minute or two to really focus on your breath, gently and kindly breathing in, breathing out, resting in the feelings of kindness you're generating. I thank you so much for breathing affection into your life with me today. It can be so very hard to calm the spirit, to calm the mind, and to find affection. You may stay in this place of rest and awareness with your breath, repeating this continuously for another 10 minutes, as you can round this practice off into 24 minutes of guided meditation. You are more than welcome to end right here in this moment and take this 8 minutes of awareness to help you stay guided, but to help you find compassion and to help you breathe in and breathe out affection, not only for yourself, but for the world. So as always, I know that your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it. Have a great one.